You know, one thing, that Krishna was initiated in the boyhood, you know, perhaps you don't. Who initiated him? Eh? Bhattari Shantiri. Never. What, how you can? A Mayabad. Never. He only taught him, the arts. He was not guru. Bhaguri was his guru in boyhood. Nand Baba. Yes. He took him, Nand Baba, told that, you should be initiated with Bhaguri. And he gave mantra. What mantra he gave? Radha mantra. And at once having this mantra, Krishna became faint, senseless. Yeah. You have read in Jaiva Dharma of Vijay Kumar and Varanath. When they received the diksha from his guru, they saw Krishna in mantra. You have read in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Mahaprabhu was initiated by his Gurudev, by Gopal mantra. And then how he became? Became mad. Krishna, very beautiful. And he used to run after to catch hold. But gradually they used to go back and when he used to run quickly to embrace, at once they used to be this. And then weeping and weeping. Rolling down on the earth. Where you are, like this. And then he went to his Gurudev and told, Gurudev, what mantra you have given that I have become mad, totally mad. Sometimes, singing, sometimes dancing, sometimes rolling on the earth. Then Gurudev embraced me and told, this is the fruit, real fruit of this mantra. If one is not realizing, he is not perfect disciple. So now I am very much satisfied and very happy that a disciple like you have realized this mantra. You should all try to realize this. You know that when? There in Braja, Krishna has no upanayan.
No sacred thread.
It is given in that sect, mane Vaishya, only at the time of marriage, before marriage. When he will be, there are some rules and regulations for. So when he was initiated in Mathura by the priest of Vasudeva Maharaj, who was he? Gargacharya. He wanted to change the mood of Krishna, that Krishna is son of Devaki and Vasudeva. So it was very essential to give this. No? So this is called sanskar. Without sanskar, it cannot be done, anything. So Vasudeva and all his Mathuravasi wanted to give a sanskar in Krishna, that Krishna and Baldev, that they should know that, they are son of Devaki and Vasudeva, and he is from Mathura. He is not son of Nanda and Yashoda. So quickly they wanted, and they did it. At that time, Gargacharya was giving this second sacred thread to Krishna, Upanayan. And what he gave? That time, Brahma Gayatri. You know Brahma Gayatri? It is given to all those who are Brahmins, those who are Kshatriya, and those who are Vaishya. In India, even it is going on. but not like before. So he get, and at once what he became? Krishna. At once he became saint again. Why? Oh, this mantra is of Radhika. Really, Brahma Gayatri. Gayatri is what gender?
Feminine gender.
Feminine gender? Yes. Gayatri. Feminine gender. So the deity of this mantra is what? Feminine gender. Not any male, not Krishna, or not sun, not anything. You should know all these new things. No? You should note down in your heart forever. And it will help you so much. So he break the Brahma Gayatri. So Brahma Gayatri means the Gayatri, the power of Brahma. Brahma Gayatri is called. Divided into three sections. And to whom? Meditate here. Dhimahi. Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. Dev means Supreme Lord. And his power is called Bharga. So who is he? Bharga of Krishna, the power of Krishna, attribute of Krishna, the Parashakti of Krishna, O Harshal Radhika. So he should meditate. Dhiyo Juna Pichodaya. She should manifest as he. So here this mantra is for Radhika, and when Gargacharya told, at once Krishna became. This, the deity of this mantra came at once in his heart, and he saw Radhika and became faint. All thought, what became also more when he came in senses. Then Gargacharya told, now you are initiated. And now you can go to your mothers, father and fathers. So many mothers. And so many fathers also, all old person like. So you should go first to your mother and beg something on after this. And when he told, oh, he was searching someone, mother. Where is my mother? Devaki was ready to give some. What? Alms. What alms? So many mani mukta, jewels. But Krishna was searching. Oh, mother has promised me, Mother Yashoda, that he will fulfill your jholi, bag. Bag means this. With the jewels. Where is my mother? Mother, and he again became saint. Then, anyhow, they gave water and so many things, and Krishna became saint, and they thought that at once we should drop this thing, and we should send him with Baldev to Gurukul, very far away. And they sent at once. And what became there? In 54 days. In one. All the hours. Very easily. They heard. And it was completed when? When Krishna and Sudama went to forest and they returned back. Oh. Whole night passing with bundle of heaps of firewood. And he was searching his Gurudev. Where is Krishna and Sudama? That, oh, Gurudev, I'm here. Why you are here? Oh, there was no way to come to home. And then he told, oh, I'm very satisfied, very much satisfied by your this. Oh, loving services. You can do follow. So, all kinds of vidya, veda, vidya, arts and everything should come at once and you should realize. And he did. Oh. So, he is guru of what thing? Arts and artists. Like, Dronacharya is guru of Arjuna. Not transcendental guru. What guru? Acharya. Like this. But real guru of Krishna, who is? Bhagavi. And then second? Gargacharya. So without guru, you cannot learn anything. ABCD of transcendental world. So if guru is like that, bogus guru cannot. Those who are not realized. Not in the way. They may be madhyam, no harm. You can make guru, if not uttam bhagavat. And you should have proper respect for them. But those who have not the ability or qualified, that Srimad Bhagavat has told. What has told? Tasmat guru prapadde. Jigyasu Isha Nishnatam Brahmanupa Samash. What is the meaning? What meaning?
So, Srimad Bhagavatam instruct us, what is the qualification of a bona fide guru? Tasmat gurum prapadyeta jiggasu sri uttamam sabdei paricha nishnatam brahman rupa samasrayam. In this book, there is two symptoms of a bona fide gurudev. One is internal, another external. Tasmat gurum prapadyeta. If you want your welfare, spiritual welfare, transcendental welfare, then you have to surrender yourself the lotus feet of a bona fide Gurudev. If you want to serve Krishna directly, Krishna will not accept your services. Krishna told by his own lotus leaves, Prathamantu Gurum Pujya Tatastaiva Ramarchanam Tadesa Bhagavad Bhakti Yannathanishvalo Bhavet. How my dear devotee, you want to serve me? You can please go and serve your Gurudev at first. Then you can serve me properly. Then it will be bhakti. Otherwise, everything will go in vain. So must you have to surrender the lotus feet of a bona fide Gurudev. Who is Guru? What is his symptom? Why I shall take diksha or I shall take Guru Karan? So Bhagavad is telling us, Jikasu Sriyatama, who is inquiring how I can get spiritual benefit? He will go. Who is Guru? Sabde Parisham Nishnatam, who is very much qualified, very much expert in all scriptures, all Shastra. What is Shastra? Rig Samjani Athara Vancha, Bharatanu Pancha Ratrakam, Mula Ramayan Chaiva Shastra Nitta Vidhiyate. Rig and except Rig Samjani and Atharva, these four Vedas, who is expert in four Vedas, and Arupanishad, and Mahabharata, and Mula Ramayan, and whoever following all these scriptures, they are Shastra. The bona fide Gurudev must be very, very extremely expert all these scriptures. If devotee or disciple, as in Jau, he can remove immediate by the evidence of scriptures, then he will be very expert in Sabda Brahma means in all scriptures. And another external symptom, Upasamasram, he must be detached from material sense gratification. We are worldly person, which we are wanting. If that guru wants something, that is not a bona fide Gurudev. He must be detached. These two are external symptoms. And especially, what is internal symptom? Internal symptom is Parecha Nishnatam. He must be realized soul. He must realize about Krishna. Who am I? And what? Who is Krishna? What is relation between myself and Krishna, who realized himself and rendering service for divine couple? Every moment he is bona fide too. If someone is very expert in shastras, but he is not expert, he is not realized in Krishna and Srimati Radhika, he is not a bona fide Gurudev. So we have to surrender ourselves, who is bona fide Gurudev. We have to judge with these three symptoms. And when you see, oh, this three symptoms is quite fit for this person, then we have to surrender completely, without any condition, in the lotus feet of him, and we have to serve him
by our
soulmate. Then we can enter into some real Hare Krishna.
Very important thing. If anyhow anyone has taken initiation from a guru, at that time it seemed that, oh my, this person has served his guru and serving guru. But after some time you saw and you are like, this person is bogus and he left his guru there and he left everything and making now sense gratification, not chanting, not doing, not following the line of his Gurudev. Can he help? Can he help? Never. So, abhaisnav mukhod girinam utam hari kathamritam shravanam naiva kartavyo jarpo. Yes, sir.
In this verse, abhaisnav mukhod girinam, the Vaishnava speaks Harikatha. But those who are not Vaishnava, they may also speak Harikatha. Is there a difference? Yes, there's a very great difference. Harikatha is like nectar, very sweet. If you hear it, you will become immortal. But just as milk, which is very nourishing, is very, very dangerous when it's touched by the lips of a serpent. Similarly, when Harikatha is emanating from the mouth of one who is not Vaishnava, not realized, then this Harikatha is very poisonous and very dangerous. Therefore, the injunction has been given. Never listen to Harikatha from one who is not Vaishnava.
So, Jiva Goswami has given, explained all these things in his Bhakti Sandarbha, especially about Guru Tattva. Those who have offended their Gurudev, they don't follow. They have given up guru and guru lines. Also, Jiva Goswami has very vividly cleared this point. What that point, you remember? That if anyone, guru api avalaptasya, कार्य कार्य अजानता
प्रतिपन्नस्य अपरित्यागो
विधीयते. What meaning?
पुनर्जन्मस्य गमनस्य चक्षुर्मिलितं तस्मै श्रीनामः. So, Srijiva Goswami, in his Bhakti Sandarbha.
More louder.
Srijiva Goswami Pad, in his Bhakti Sandarbha, many people are having doubt. Oh, if I accepted a guru, but that guru is fallen, it is an offense to give up a lotus feet of that guru and to accept any other Vaishnava, a bona fide Sadguru. Many people have doubt because all Shastra is explaining anyone who has rejected the feet of Guru Padapadma, but he can never, the only destination he will attain is a hellish one. So in this verse, Jiva Goswami said, in case the guru has those faults, kaja kaja ajanta, he doesn't know what to do or what not to do. He is engaged in sense gratification. He has become against the line of his guru, Parampara and Bhakti Devi, and Paripyago Vinina. According to the rules of the Shastra, one should immediately reject him. In fact, immediately there should not even be 1 second of a doubt. One should immediately reject him, Paripyago Vinina, and accept the lotus feet of any bona fide Vaishnava Sadguru.
That is why he has told, oh, at once, very soon, if you have done so, in ignorance, but now you are realizing that we cannot have transcendental love and affection of Krishna and Mahaprabhu Nityananda. Oh, thinking that he is a Vaishnava by his all activities, he never chants, he never inspires anyone to chanting. No? He has no love for his Gurudev. He is not following actually the teachings of his Gurudev and the Guru Parampara. Then we should quickly give up them and try to take another, any association from any Vaishnava. Then you can have. If sometimes before, prior, there was a very good well and very good water, but after some time the well was dry, became dry, no water. But even anyone wants to quench his thirst by pulling water from that well, can he? Never. So we should try, realize all these things, and we should try. We have come and we have given our life only for Krishna consciousness, for serving Krishna conjugal. And if this mode is not stronger, becomes stronger or not, what? Increasing, developing, then what is the use of this life? If you have affection and attraction only for Guru, understand this? Then you will fall down necessarily. Oh, Guru is for increasing our love and affection towards Radha and Krishna. If some attraction and some lust is coming for Gurudev, that he is not Gurudev and not his disciple. Guru is who gives this love to Krishna, Radha Krishna, to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda. If he is not doing, then he is not Guru, he is Kangaroo of Australia. And disciple is not disciple. So we try to learn. Guru never thinks that I am Guru. Never, never. He is Tridantapi Sunich. Only he know the art how to help others and to make soft and make white, pure and sweet and to offer to Krishna and Radha Krishna. Oh, he is a guru, pure guru, has so much attraction, so much in name kirtan, always doing, always chanting name, attachment. By hearing, his uttering, what he's chanting, anyone can easily remember Krishna. These are symptoms. Also, in connection, I want to draw your attention that some devotees, not pure devotees, ignorant devotees, they think that a Eklavya was high class of disciple. He gave his thumb to Guru. But really what he was? Nonsense. Like a demon. He wanted to fight Krishna and to defeat Krishna and to kill Krishna. So he was demon. And in the end he was killed by Krishna by his chakra. He was so big demon. He knew so much archery by the worshipping of the deity of his Gurudev, Dronacharya. But Dronacharya knew that he is demon. I should not give him this archery. But forcefully, he wanted to take. And he took this worldly thing and became a very big demon, very powerful. And he wanted to shoot Arjuna and to defeat. And that is why, by three, Dronacharya, he took his thumb that he will be not very useful. But yet, why doing so? By these fingers, he used to do. He became weak, but even very boss. So he was killed by him. So really he was not devotee. Dronacharya never gave him any transcendental idea of Jiva Tattva or all these things. Also, there are so many examples of Sri Guru and Disciple. Do you know yourself? Aruni and Uddala? You? Pundri. Aruni and Uddala. Gurudev sent him to? Oh.
In this pastime of Aruni and Uddala, we hear how the disciple is committed to serve the instructions of his spiritual master, and eventually he receives all the knowledge and desired goal of his life. So, Aruni, when he came and he accepted the shelter of his Gurudev, then his Gurudev engaged him in service. And what was that service? He gave him the house to grace.
He told that you should be 25 years here in my ashram and you should be brahmachari and you should obey our orders. At that time he was in the house of the bhajan kutir of Uddala Krishna. One day, what happened?
He was grazing the cows, and then when he came back from grazing cows, then his Gurudev noticed that the disciple was very healthy. And he was So the Gurudev had so many fields, and he ordered his disciple to go and make sure that all the fields were properly.
It was very rainy day, whole night raining. So water was going here and there. He asked his disciple Aruni, go at once and make some fence, that dam, not so big only, that what some water should be there so paddy can be given. And he went there in the night, and night was cold, so much raining, and he was doing like this. And he went there. He saw that water is passing through dam. Cutting. He gave some mud, earth to repair. But water even. Current was so strong that it broke the dam. Again he did. Again it was broken. And the last he saw that, I cannot. And then he himself let down there to check the water. And in the meantime, night was over. His Gurudev was searching. Aruni, where you are? Then in the morning, he told, he was not able to speak. His whole body was like what?
Frozen.
By cold. And thus he was about to die. But Gurudev mercifully came at that time. And he told, Aruni, where you are? Gurudev, I'm here. What doing? I could not check water. So I became like dam. Then Gurudev, come on. And he kept his hand on his head. All Vedas, all the Upanishads, with their meaning, they should come in your heart. They should mentor. At once, quickly he realized everything. So a disciple like Aruni, and Guru like Uddhava. He told and at once they come. Also there are so many like Upamanyu and Dhaumya and Upamanyu. What you? The Pundari, remember? Hello, you should know all these things. No? Remember. And then Krishna Tattva, and then what? Mahaprabhu Charitra, and then Krishna Sweet pastimes. If you are not knowing all these things, then Oh, where is your platform to hear? So must be this. Guru Nishtha will come.
So Upamanyu, he came to the ashram of his Gurudev, Dongya Rishi. He wanted to know what is Atma Tattva, Brahma Tattva, what is transcendental, what is the soul. Dongya Rishi agreed to accept him as a disciple. You should stay in my ashram and like a brahmachari, and you should serve for 25 years. So he took up service of his guru. He was grazing cows. After some time, Dongya Rishi, he noticed that his disciple was somewhat healthy and putting on weight. He asked him, how are you eating? Because brahmachari staying in the ashram of his guru, he should eat only when he's called to take prasadam, otherwise not. So Dongya Rishi was thinking, I have not called him, but he's putting on weight. How is this? So he told his Gurudev, when I'm grazing the cows, then I become very hungry. So I take the milk directly from the udders of the cows. He told him, I have not told you to do this. From today, you should not do this anymore. Oh yes, Gurudev. Then again, he was grazing cows. After some time, Dongya Rishi noticed, my disciple is still so fat and healthy. What is he doing? He said, Upamanyu, have you been drinking milk from the udders of the cows? No, Gurudev. You told me not to do this. I have not been doing this. Then why are you so fat and healthy? Gurudev, when the cows are chewing, some foam comes around their mouths. So I'm taking this. In this way, I maintain my health. Oh, you should not do this. You let them lead off themselves. Yes, Gurudev, I'll not do. And after some time, again he was grazing the cows in the fields. And he was very, very hungry. Oh, I cannot drink the milk, I cannot lick the foam. What can he do? Then he noticed there were some trees. And there was some white liquid coming out from the leaves. It had an appearance of milk. So he thought, I'll take this. But when he took it, it was very, very poisonous. And in a moment, he became blind. He was wondering, oh Gurudev, oh Gurudev, oh Gurudev! He fell down. He stumbled into a blind well. And now he could not get out and he was blind also. So when other disciples returned to the ashram of Dongya Rishi, then Upamanyu would not return. Dongya Rishi was wondering, where is my disciple? Where is he? He did not return. So then, Dongya Rishi and with the other brahmacharis in the ashram, taking torches, they went here and they're looking for him. Oh, Upamanyu, where are you? Where are you? And Upamanyu, now he's lying in the well, and he's feeling very, very discouraged and very disturbed. He's completely blind, and he's calling, but his voice is very quiet and going up to the sky. Finally, when his Gurudev arrived there, he said, oh, Upamanyu, what are you doing? What happened? He said, Gurudev, I was so hungry. I didn't take any milk from the udders of the cows. I have not taken anything from around their mouth. But I was so hungry, I could not check myself. I took some leaves, and they were poisonous. So then, it is described in Mahabharata. His Gurudev told him, oh, do you remember, you have learned some mantras from me to invoke the Aswini Kumars from Vedas. So then he said, yes, you should recite them. So he recited those mantras, and Aswini Kumars, they came there. And they had the medicine to cure him of his blindness. They had one cake, and they offered it to him. Oh, Upamanyu, you should take this and your blindness will go away. Upamanyu said, no, I'll not take. Why not? Oh, now his determination came to follow the order of his Gurudev completely. Not to take anything unless Guru gives order. See, my Gurudev has not ordered me, so I'll not take. So then Guru gave order and he took, and his eyesight came back. He was taken out from the well, and now Dongya Rishi, being very pleased with his disciple, that his heart was strong and fully determined to follow the order of his Guru, despite all adverse conditions, despite all personal discomfort, despite even being blind, he would follow the order of his Guru. So now Guru is very pleased and he put his hand on his head. Mangalam bhavatu, And at once, O Veda, Upanishad, Puran, and the meanings of O Shastra manifested within his heart. So this is an example of Sadguru, the power of Sadguru. He can bless his disciple to realize all things. If that disciple is fully submissive and determined to follow his Guru's orders with love and affection.
And that is why in Upanishad, it has been told in Veda, Jasya Deve Para Bhakti Jatha Deve Tatha Guru Tasyaite Kathita Hi Artha. What is the meaning? You?
One who has unflinching faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master.
What?
It means that one should have one who has unflinching faith in both Supreme Personality of Godhead and...
More louder.
One who has unflinching faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master can make spiritual advancement. That the disciple should see that the spiritual master is the external representation and is most non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not that they are different in that way.
Sorry, I could not. Oh, you. What is the meaning? Can you?
One who has faith, unflinching faith in the process of devotional service through the bona fide spiritual master.
Jasya Deve Parabhakti. Jatha Deve Tatha Guru. Oh, you. You come. Try to know all these things. All should know. You know the shloka, but you should try to know the meaning also.
One who has unflinching faith in the revealed scriptures as well as in the bona fide spiritual master, all the truth of the revealed scriptures become manifest in his heart.
Something left. Can you?
One who has unflinching faith in both the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the spiritual master, all the imports of the Vedas are automatically revealed.
More clear.
Jasya Deve Parabhakti. One who has Parabhakti, that means transcendental, unconditional, unmotivated devotion for Krishna. As he has that love for Krishna, he should have same for his guru. Yasya Deve Tatha Guru. If someone has such an unflinching and unconditional transcendental love and affection for the lotus feet of his Gurudev, then Tasyaiti Kathita Jata Artha, that means the meaning of the katha, Srimatam Swakatha Krishna, all the topics of Krishna and his pastimes and transcendental abode and associates, Prakashanti, they are manifest within the heart of that Mahatmana, that very great personality.
Now, one thing also very important to know. Narad gave initiation to Dhruva. And same Guru Narad gave initiation to Prahlad Maharaj. And same Guru initiated to Balmiki. Same Guru to Prachetas. And so many. Vyasdev also. But why became some different fruits? Oh, Balmiki became Ram Bhakta. And then Dhruva, he was not pure Bhakta. Afterward he became. But he initiated, but he has the fruit of his tapasya. Prahlad Maharaj, Jnani Bhakta. So many kinds of bhakti, disciples he had. But we see the disciples have different stages. Why this? Why this? What?
Because just as
more louder, you are like a pahalwan.
You mentioned this in your biography. Huh? You mentioned this in your book
what?
In volume, in section 4, you mentioned that just as a tree A mango tree bears mango fruit. A lemon tree bears lemon fruit. Apple tree bears apple fruit. And the farmer may nourish the fruit with pure water.
Same pure water, Ganges water. Same air.
Yes.
Same soil.
But the fruit becomes what is in the tree.
Understood? For you, more.
The seeds may look the same, but once they're planted, and the soil is the same, the air is the same, the sunlight is the same, but according to the nature of the seed, it will manifest a different fruit or different flower. So the soul, Sarupa of the Jiva, is intrinsic. It's given by Krishna, it's there from time immemorial, but it becomes manifest by the watering process of devotional service, of hearing and chanting. And by the guidance of Guru, that Swarup becomes manifest according to its own
So nature. Guru words, Hari Katha, all are like waterizing, no? Giving same air, fence also, fencing also. By Hari Katha, all these things he is doing. But what is in the constitutional form of that soul, oh, that will come out. In beginning, he will do all these things. He cannot change what is there. He cannot change. He will nourish and it will come gradually, but developing. And one day he will realize his soul. And it will come in what rush, what in his form is there, oh, it will come. No harm. So Narada was like this. So we should realize all this. You should know that a guru should be like Sarup Damodar, disciple like Raghunath Das Goswami, a guru like Jadunandan, and disciple like Raghunath Das Goswami, a guru like Mahaprabhu, and disciple like Raghunath, a guru like Rupa Sanatan, and disciple. Moreover, you should know a guru should be like Rupa Goswami and disciple Raghunath. Or without this. So you should try to realize all these things time over. Gaur Praman. I'm sorry that I could not give you new thing. Only same wine in new bottle, I guess.
You said that the power of the Guru is unlimited, and you also said that Ekalavya was able to force Dronacharya to give him those material archery powers. How could he have forced him?
Oh, it will come. If you are serving demigods, thinking that he is Lord, then Krishna will empower them to give the boon. So all the worships of all the demigods, or Krishna gives the force. And he has told what is sloka in Gita. Japanna devata jajanti tepi mameva kanteva jajanti abhidhipurvaka. I take all these and I give the fruits of all the karms or all the worships. I am giving. They have no power to give anything. Krishna is giving. If you are serving any bogus guru and he has told that you should chant Harinam, even it is Namaparad, but who gives this fruit? That he becomes wealthy and he comes in a very wealthy position and it seems that he is very happy. Who gives? Oh, Krishna. So, we will try to take this doubt another day. Gaur Premananda.